reasons for why the Oilers are playing the way they are in terms of winning and losing. What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one. Okay.
That blew up the hockey world, blew up hockey Twitter last night. Welcome back to Leafs Lunch, Julie Tesheri. Mike DiStefano with you. The word pissy, AB, like it's, I don't know. We mentioned when we were talking to Dregs how much of this has to do with media and players having different relationships now. We'll bring in Ryan Rashog from Edmonton in a moment to talk more about that. But the word pissy, like I would have flown off the handle at that word.
Yeah, definitely not a word that you hear often coming out of a reporter's mouth. Like, it's a rather, I would say, an unprofessional moment in the career of Jim Mattson. But, I mean, the guy's been around for a very long time. And, you know, tension's boiling, I suppose. But the word pissy is just kind of, it's kind of funny, though. Like, at the end of the day, it's like,
oh,
that's
it's
the word that he decided
hilarious.
To use. Like, I would imagine that is, I obviously don't have any kids, but I would imagine that if I had like a teenager or a teenage daughter, that's how you would talk to them. Like, when you were 14, 15 years old, I'm sure Paul would ask you all the time, like, why are you being so pissy right now?
And that's
now?
What it kind of sounded like. Matheson's like this grizzled veteran of a journalist, and he's talking to this new era star in Draisaitl. I don't know. A lot to unpack there. Let's bring in Ryan Rashog, our TSN Oilers reporter. We'll start with the word pissy, Ryan. Like, it's an interesting one, right? It's definitely an interesting word. Have you ever used a word like that with your kids or maybe in high school? I don't know.
Listen, I think in heated moments, we've probably all uttered that word 100 times, right?
And or something worse.
This is real life, guys. Like, people get pissy. Like, it happens.
Definitely.
So as much as everybody would like to maintain decorum and professionalism every second of their lives, that's not reality. And so, listen, I think, you know, I'm not going to go too far in defending Jim Mattheson here for reacting the way he reacted. Like, I think if Matty had a do-over, he'd probably back that off a little bit and go, you know, right. Leon, is it necessary for you to say that? Like, why do you need to be rude like that? I think, you know, sure, you'd be more calm in the moment, but it was a conflict. Like, Leon Draisaitl said to Jim Mattheson, you write it. You know everything.
Yeah.
So, like, who does that? Why do that? Why be like that? Right? So in terms of who started this, well, Leon Draisaitl started it. Like, you don't need to do that. If you don't like the question, you know, just figure out a way to not really answer it and move on. But to be as aggressive to say, well, you read it, you know everything, you know you're starting a fight when you do that.
Right.
So Jim Mattheson could have handled himself better yesterday, 100%. Leon Draisaitl could have handled himself better yesterday, 100%.
Yeah.
These tussles happen. This is no big deal. It was interesting sound. We all had a laugh. Like, this is nothing. Like, my goodness, some of the interactions I've had behind the scenes over the years, this is child's play.
Yeah.
But what happens now, you guys, is it's all on the microphones, right? Like, years ago, you would have, if you had an issue with a guy, you go behind the scenes and the PR guy's there and you have at it, and then you move on, right? But we don't do that anymore. We can't. You can't have those conversations behind the scenes to diffuse things. And so what happens? It all plays out in front of the camera and the microphone, and it's great for Twitter and for our shows and everything, but that's what we saw yesterday. That's a nothing burger compared to some of the ones I've gotten into. It's just they're not on camera.
Right, and I think that's the biggest issue is you know, in a normal situation, and you've been in these predicaments a lot, we've seen it happen here in Toronto as well, and I'm sure it happens in every single locker room across not just the National Hockey League, but all sports. And, you know, just kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. Like, explain to the listeners just how different the relationship has become with the players and media right now as a result of the pandemic, and, you know, how that could have played a factor into this exchange.
Well, and how different reporters are affected by it, right?
Yeah.
So everything is done right now in press conference format or Zoom, where every syllable of a question is mic'd and put on Twitter, and every, you know, it's all right there for everybody to see. Well, Jim Mattheson has built a Hall of Fame career around standing in scrums and having conversations with people, right? So Matty is a guy who excels at, you know, the cameras will all be in there. We'll be asking our questions and stuff, and Matty will be standing there with his notebook, and he'll say, yeah, you know, he'll just start talking hockey with guys, and they're being quoted, and they know it. And he mines little pieces of gold out of guys, and he's done it for years and years, right? It's like Matty's notes has been a thing in Edmonton for years and years, and he does it by having conversations with people. So take a guy who's, you know, for 35 years, 40 years, excelled at that, and then stick him into a press conference every single day. Well, some of the questions are, yeah, some of his questions aren't like really well-thought-out, pointed, perfectly framed questions, because that's not the way he's done his job for three decades. So you give him the microphone in a press conference, and yeah, sometimes it can be a little bit like, yeah, that was kind of a strange, long-winded question. But so different reporters are going to function differently in this new environment. And for a guy like Jim Matheson, it's just not how he's had success in his career. Right? He's a conversationalist guy. Right. That's just what he does. And so it's very different. And we don't have the interactions with the players that we used to, right? Matty used to be able to just saddle up, wait till the cameras were done their thing, and say, hey, Leon, you got a sec. And just with his notepad and his microphone, just say, so what's the biggest thing, Leon? What do you think we need to be focused on? What's the biggest thing? You know, and those conversations can be had, and relationships of trust are built. Because players will say, well, listen, don't quote me on this, but, you know, here's some context and blah, 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 blah. And little relationships of trust, and I trust this guy, I don't trust that guy, this guy burned me. But you're actually having relationships. And now it is so sanitized. Player walks in, sits down, player gets up and walks out. Player walks in, sits down, player gets up and walks out. That's it. So the relationships and the product is so sanitized and different right now. And by the way, the other thing I'll add to this, I'll say two things about Draisaitl. He has a history of doing this. It is well known among the Edmonton media that Leon Draisaitl, if he doesn't like a question, will be petulant and dismissive and borderline disrespectful. He's been doing it for years. And he's done it to all of us. The other thing I'll say about Leon Draisaitl is he's been making a huge effort to be better this year. He's been excellent this year. There's been way less of that type of stuff. He's been more engaging. He has clearly tried to do a better job of this year. But it's when the team hit the skids, it kind of went the wrong way a little bit. The previous availability to the one he had yesterday, he did something similar. Made a snarky comment during his availability that I thought was totally uncalled for. So Draisaitl has a history of this, but he's been trying to do better.
Yeah, I would imagine that this losing skid where they've only won two games since December 2nd is it's not sitting well with the room right now. So I wouldn't, you know, and when you're asked, I'm sure there are, how many times did you say that a question like that has been asked to these players over the course of this losing streak? I would imagine dozens of times over the last month or so. At some point, you know, it's going to get to you. You're just going to, you know, I'm sick and tired of talking about this. We've done this for now for weeks.
Yeah. And so normally what I would say is, well, then go win a game, and then we can stop asking this question. Like, I don't have a
Fair
lot
enough.
Of sympathy because
right.
we have a job to do and you're not winning games, so, you know, win a game. But that is a little bit unfair right now because they haven't played any games.
Yeah.
Like, the misery over the last 10 days, it's just like Groundhog Day because they don't play any games. All the games got rescheduled, and they had one game.
Right.
And so it's like 4 days of practice, that one game. Then we're in another 4 days of practice here. It's like Groundhog Day over and over. So it's not comfortable for anybody. We have a job to do. We got to ask questions. The team has been dramatically flipped on its head here. They went from one of the better teams statistically in the league to just garbage the last month. And so we got to get to the bottom of it. We got to ask questions. We're running out of questions. They're running out of answers. It's tense. It's normal.
That's a great line. Both run out of questions, running out of answers. And Ryan, you're one of the best that we have here at TSN. Keep doing the grind, keep doing the work, and hopefully the Oilers can get a win for you sometime soon here, pal.
It doesn't matter to me either way, buddy. I've been here so long covering a team that, you know, we all know what the story in Edmonton has been.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, whether they win, lose, doesn't make a hill of beans difference to me, but definitely a pressure release valve wouldn't be a bad thing right now for everybody, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but I
absolutely.
Appreciate the kind words.
All right, we got to fly, Ryan, but I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
Have a great day.
All right, there he is, Ryan Rashog. And, yeah, we got a Jet, so we might get into this a little bit more tomorrow. But Leafs and Rangers tonight on TSN 1050, 7 o'clock, pregame, 7:30 puck drop. Austin Matthews going for the record at the Garden tonight. If you missed any of today's show, you can find it on TSN1050.ca or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Mike DiStefano for Jude Tashiri. Listening to Leafs Lunch, gameplay with Matt Cause next.
First Up with Karolnik and Koliakovo, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on TSN 1050.
You ain't first, you're last.